the Trader Cop Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
This man has done a huge amount for himself and others, a selfless man who has beaten cancer and has had major success in the business world. And he doesn't do it for money. He has made enough.
Bringing together not just people in crypto and blockchain, but also governments and big business as well. This is what really sets apart this particular show.
I've been trading for 12 years now, and I can tell you right now that never have I put more weight in the psychology. One of the most passionate people I've met in a very, very long time, and somebody I'm sure I'm going to call a friend for a very long time.
We might be staying for an additional day as we've been invited onto a yacht party, which sounds like a lot of fun.
It seems to be that the longer you've been trading for, the more you actually understand how important your own mindset is.
We then went into a conference event where we had exclusive tickets to go on a desert safari with some of crypto's elite.
Those of you that are investing with a little bit more, or you're a project or looking to connect with people, this is definitely the place.
I was going to work my day job and I was going to trade on the side until trading actually was able to buy me out of my work.
Land Cruiser, you're doing a great job. Top of the range, amazing vehicles, and crikey, we just about died about 16 times. But man, it was such an amazing adventure.
We've seen crypto do this four or five times already, and most people are suggesting that we haven't even gotten started.
I focus on what works based on my experience, guys.
But I tell you what, we had an absolute crazy time. Met some insane people, some people that you'll hear coming up on the podcast in the not too distant future.
Now, we talk about crypto and where it can get to, but crypto's a lot more accessible, meaning it's much easier for micro money to come in.
I'm not saying that there's not other ways to do it, but I'm telling you right now, for years I traded with sloping trend lines, and the second I got rid of them, my results did change, and they got better.